Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. If you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. So we see here in the scripture that we've been using as our foundational scripture, that the word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. It did not say without prayer, without worship, without praise, or without fellowship that it was impossible to please him. No, he said it was out faith. Now, all these other subjects are important: faith, worship, praise, and fellowship. But in terms of priority, faith is number one, because it tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. And impossible means exactly that. Impossible. We cannot do it. So if faith is the number one priority, then we should have a complete understanding of what faith is. So we have been teaching on, we must know the reality of God's word. And our subtitle is, The Six Principles of Obtaining Strong Faith. Amen. We found in the Bible that there are different levels or different degrees of faith that a person can be at. There's strong faith, there's weak faith, there's shipwreck faith, there's holy faith, there's small faith. So we have to understand that our goal is to obtain strong faith, because it is strong faith that moves the hand of God in our lives. Amen. And we want consistently movement of our Heavenly Father in our lives. Now, we cannot forget that we are the children of the living God. Now that we have been redeemed, all things are under our feet. We must understand that we have to add the testimony of our lips to what God's word declares. Now, the six principles that we are dealing with are these. Principle number one, we must know and understand the reality of God's word. Principle number two, we must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Principle number three, we must know and understand the reality of the new creation. Principle number four, we must know and understand the reality of your righteousness in Christ. Principle number five, we must know and understand the reality of the indwelling spirit. And principle number six, we must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. So those are our six principles of obtaining strong faith. And I believe once we understand these principles, then our understanding of how to get to strong faith, to stay in that arena, will be easy for us as Christians. Amen. Now, we are the sons of God. We know that. So please go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 1. And it says, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Father we have, that he has allowed us to be called his children. Amen. And so we have to understand where our position is in Christ. We are his children. Amen. And so once we understand that, we can go about the work of what we should do as Christians, and that be doers of the word. Amen. We are the sons of God. We have been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness, and it has no legal right to hold you or me in bondage to anything. Amen. To bondage to anything. And we have to understand that. Now, Dr. Michelle and I have made every attempt to refuse to be under bondage. And you should also. We encourage one another when necessary, for she is my helpmate and I am her husband. Now, we are not perfect, and we don't intend to be. There are no perfect preachers. I'll tell you that right now. So if you look at me closely enough, you will find a lot of flaws in me. I am not perfect, and I don't confess to be perfect. Amen. I am more like the Apostle Paul when he said in Philippians 3, please go there, Philippians 3, and we're going to read verses 13 and 14. The Apostle Paul said this. He says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we consistently press toward the goal of God, amen, in Christ Jesus. Quit running around from church to church, trying to find the perfect church with perfect members. It simply does not exist. There are some things that might be going on inside our church that may not be just right, but I am not going to let that keep me from staying focused on my assignment that has been given to me. Now, if it comes out in public and causes a hindrance to the word being taught, then I have to deal with it swiftly and accordingly. Amen. But if people are not living right, that's their problem, not mine. Amen. Now, we have already discussed the first two principles. Principle number one was we must know the reality of God's word. We must know the reality of God's word. And that reality means we must know the reality of the word of God. It is true. Amen. It is true. And we also have been speaking on the second principle, which is we must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. And so we must know that we have been redeemed. Amen. We have been redeemed from the power of darkness. And that's one thing. These are the two principles that we have discussed so far. And I believe that we've done a pretty good job in explaining that we must know and understand. Number one, the reality of God's word. God's word is true. Amen. Now, like I was saying, we've already been teaching on the first two, and we continue on the second one where we'd like to know the reality of the redemption in Christ. And I was talking about there, you know, people that, you know, they come to church and they might not be doing the things outside of the church that is consistent with the word of God. But that's not my problem. You know, I'm here to teach the word of God, and hopefully that people have ears to hear and they would be doers of the word. If they want to come to church and be hypocritical and then go out and do their transgressions aloud, then that's their problem. It's not mine. They don't answer to me, and I have to learn that. Just because you attend this church, you don't belong to me. You will answer to the man. Amen. The church is on the earth, and the earth is full of much darkness and evilness. To use the analogy, the church is like a laundry to God, full of dirty clothes waiting to be cleansed. That's what a laundry do, is cleanse up the dirty clothes, and that's what the church is for, to cleanse us up. We are getting cleaner day by day, week by week, and month by month. But none of us have arrived yet, and none of us are perfect yet. Here's a new news flash for you. We are all in the same boat together. Amen. It is true, we haven't arrived yet, but we are surely working on it. Amen. Go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read verse number 8. And it simply says this: he who sins is of the devil. It says, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Now, praise God, we have been redeemed from the works of Satan. The works of Satan has been destroyed. Now, that word destroyed, it doesn't mean what we think destroyed means. Because when we think of something being destroyed, we think of it being completely obliterated, where it's no longer functioning. It is no longer available. It's completely destroyed. Where the word destroyed in the Greek language means, in this particular instance, it means to loosen or dissolve, to sever, to break, or to demolish. It means to loosen, especially by way of deliverance. Amen. So when God has destroyed the works of the devil, that means his power has been severed. It has been loosened. It has been dissolved from our lives. Amen. And we can live a life of faith following Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus has taken Satan's authority and all his demonic forces and all those in the kingdom of darkness and broken their authority over the church, which is his body. Amen. Satan does not have dominion in the world. Now, Satan is still ruling the world system, but he doesn't rule the lives of Christians, or maybe I should say, he doesn't have any legal right to rule in the lives of Christians. As Christians, we can stop him. When he comes with his thoughts, ideas, suggestions, lies, or deceptions, by speaking the word of God to him, saying, in the name of Jesus, Satan, your powers have been broken. Jesus has loosened your powers. You have no authority over my life. Now flee and be gone. And he will run from you. Amen. Because he does not want to hear the word of God. He understands the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matter of fact, that is one of our principles, principle number 6. And we'll be getting to that later on in this teaching, where it says we must know and understand the reality of the authority of the name of Jesus. When you know that and you understand that, then you'll be able to use that when you need it. Amen. Satan will flee from you. When you realize God's word says that we have been redeemed and that all things are under our feet, and you begin to act like that, which is the most important thing, then adding your testimony to the word of God, things will begin to happen on your behalf. Please go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 18. And let's see what the word of God says about testimonies. And it's simply Proverbs 18. And please go to verse number 21. And it simply says this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So do you like life? Then you will eat life. If you like death and destruction, then you're going to eat death and destruction. Amen. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Sickness and disease will leave. Praise the Lord. Sickness is of Satan. Sickness is of the devil, to bind men and to keep them in bondage. Dr. Michelle and I are 200% against sickness and disease, because it is not of God, but of Satan. It's satanic. Now remember, we're talking about how to obtain strong faith, the 6 principles. And we've dealt with the first 2 principles that we've covered. And so we want to remind us that we've done principle number 1 is what you must know and understand the reality of God's word. God's word is spirit. God's word is life. You must get into the word, continue in the word, consume it, get it down in your spirit so that you may know the living reality of God's word. God's word is a living reality. Principle number two is where we at right now, is that you must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. You must know and understand the reality of your redemption in Christ. Amen. You must know that you have been redeemed. You are not going to be redeemed. You are not in the process of being redeemed. But the Bible tells you that if you have accepted Jesus, now remember this, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you have been redeemed. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful bit of news. You need to know that is an actual spiritual biblical fact. Until you know that as a fact, down on the inside of you, in your spirit, you will never be able to obtain strong faith, because you will always have a low estimation of yourself. Satan will feel free to do anything that he can to try to attack you. Satan will feed you that low estimation, and that you will never be able to rise to the level of strong faith. Amen. You'll never be able to rise to the level of strong faith. And our whole goal in life is to continue to walk by faith and to walk by strong faith, because strong faith is going to be the only thing that's going to help you to be consistently in the things of God. Now, weak faith is just what it says. It's weak faith, and it's only going to produce weak results. Amen. So our whole goal is for us to attain strong faith. Now, we must also understand that our bodies are the temple of God. Amen. Our bodies are the temple of God. Now, please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And let's look at this before we continue. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 16 and 17. And it says this. It says, do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? Which temple are you? You are the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. Amen. You can only glorify God in your body when your body is functioning properly. You cannot glorify God if your body is limited or if your body is malfunctioning. You just cannot glorify God. You're limited. You're limited as to what you could do. You're limited in terms of responsibilities, in terms of what you could do. That's why we as Christians, we have to know the reality and understand the redemption of ourselves in Christ Jesus. It's more than the notion to do that. But once you understand it, everything will be fine. You should be the masters of our own circumstances. You should be the victors of your own environment. You should be on top of all things. You are not under the feet or under the ground, because the Bible says that we are on top. The Bible tells us that all things are under our feet. Now, what you have to do is to start adding your testimony to that. You have to start confessing it. You have to start saying it, that this is who I am and this is what you have, because God has given it to you. Amen. When you start acting like that, like who you are, I guarantee you, things will start clicking for you. Things in your life will change. Things will start working for you. Things will begin to come to you, and you will begin to rise above the clouds, as it were, and walk on the high places in strong faith. Remember, our goal is to obtain strong faith. Amen. Because again, faith is the key that unlocked all the promises that God has given to us as his children. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for today's broadcast. But please return next week where we continue our teaching on we must know the reality of God's word. But please remember these words from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.